It was a wham, boom, pow kind of announcement from Netflix. They're making 4 original series based on Marvel comics. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on why Netflix is leaping into the business of capes, masks, and superpowers.
Netflix has gotten a reputation for decidedly grown-up original series. Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, and the revival of Arrested Development.
Now, the story of a family whose future was abruptly canceled.
But how smart for Netflix to get critics and Emmy voters excited right off the bat, says Andrew Wallenstein. He's editor-in-chief of Variety Online.
And that's really just sort of a starter before you go for the broader market.
The new series will star relatively minor characters from Marvel's catalog, like Luke Cage, an African-American hero with skin like steel. He's married to another series star, superhero private eye Jessica Jones. Then there's Iron Fist and Daredevil, probably best known because of the movie starring Ben Affleck.
The blind lawyer from Hell's Kitchen.
You killed the only two people I ever loved.
Netflix doesn't make a bet this big without being pretty darn sure that its projections are going to bear out.
And Marvel was probably attracted to getting 4 series plus a miniseries that won't face pressure from box office numbers or ratings right out of the gate.
And that's going to allow for some breathing room and perhaps allow the creativity of the production to be tinkered with along the way.
That kind of flexibility in Hollywood right now is practically a superpower of its own. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.